This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class on Friday, hour number two. The question is, has USA Prepares helped you? If so, give us a call, please, at 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. That would be hour number two to call in if you're a student. And you'd like to let us know, have we helped you or not? So on Friday, hour number two, 866-582-9933. Rich Heepman's with us. No calls today, please. Rich?
Okay, Vince. I'm going to continue with health care. I had to delete a bunch over the break because I'm not going to be able to get to everything I want to get to. But there's we've all heard about the much maligned 1619 project with Nicole Hannah-Jones, and she basically says parents shouldn't be in charge of their kids' schooling. I kid you not. Well, let me tell you one of the reasons for that. And I did a little more research, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had a lot to do with this as well. He's very well read. Anyway, Big Pharma, and I'm making a very long story short, the reason why they want to take your children is because of the word consent. Big Pharma basically needs children to be recommended to take this so-called vaccine, again, air quotes, and that automatically gives them liability immunity. So they don't care how many people get debilitated, how many children die, they don't care, even though we've given tons of these articles over the past several months. See, they want to eliminate the word consent, and if they do that, it also eliminates the word consent for pedophilia. See, they still have liability immunity with the EUA, the Emergency Authorization Act thing. But if they lose that, they need to make sure that the vaccine is recommended to children because that gives Big Pharma liability immunity. I want you to think about how disgusting and evil this is. Think about this. All the myocarditis, the pericarditis, all the side effects that we've talked about, I want you to think about the fact that they're going for America's and the world's children for that purpose. Okay. Next article. UK study. Pfizer booster only helps for a few weeks. Remember the article I just gave the other a few moments ago about how these vaccines only work after 3 months. They have a negative effect. That's analogous to Dr. Sheely saying that if you go from acute to chronic as a patient, you go past the six-month mark while taking these synthetic Rockefeller drugs, after the six-month mark, those drugs start to kill you. And I'm paraphrasing, but I know I'm accurate because I've mentioned that statement to him many times. And speaking of Dr. Sheely, you know, regarding boosters being effective for only a few weeks is also a double-edged sword because we've given the articles. That's why I give the articles by professional physicians who are not willing to sell their country down the road and pocket money, by researchers, by scientists who are vetted, who I vet for credibility. And I'm talking about transmission and shedding. We've given several of these articles. The first two 2.5 months, keep in mind, is the biggest part of shedding. And Dr. Sheely talked about that on Monday. And, Vince, I did listen to the first 20 minutes of Dr. Sheely in your broadcast on Monday. And he indeed admits and has verification that he was infected by the spike proteins. Keep in mind, folks, this is why, and I've mentioned, again, everything I say, nothing is opinion. It's articles and interviews that I've read and listened to that I paraphrase or quote back to you. Do you remember all the coroners and the laboratories, the autopsies, how they're being hidden from the people, and the few autopsies that come out show that there's spike proteins in every organ that's damaged. Look, I don't mention these articles for no reason. It's to try to give you information to wake people up so we can save lives. This is a depopulation event. All that, the whole agenda, which I've talked about in great detail. Next, Oregon Health Authority, 622 fully vaccinated residents died of COVID. Do you remember the articles I mentioned even today? How hospitals and physicians are being incentivized for a COVID diagnosis. Incentivized and given bonuses to put COVID on the death certificate. And here we have PCR tests. Remember the articles I've also given where there's no way they can even tell what variant this is. Remember? They haven't even isolated this, folks. It's mostly fear porn. It's all part of the agenda that we've talked about and connected the dots. Now, if I have time, I'll mention my list of the agenda that I came up with 2 years ago that everyone's happening right now. Next, vaccine deaths are rising in New Mexico. I got to shortcut my shortcuts. Next, World Health, the WHO director, organization. Director actually said this on video. I heard it. I listened to it twice because I couldn't believe it. He says the boosters are being used to kill children. Unquote. Next, non-vaccine home pill. Pfizer pill becomes first U.S. authorized home COVID treatment. Next, Pfizer buys pharmaceutical company that makes heart medication to solve the problem caused by the vaccines. You can't make this stuff up. Merck's new miracle COVID drug found to cause cancerous mutations in hamster experiments. Merck's COVID-19 pill could accidentally trigger a new variant, experts warn. You see, folks? Is anybody dumb enough to trust Big Pharma at this point? To take, I don't care if it's a vaccine, I don't care if it's sub-Q, I don't care if it's a pill, PO, I don't care what it is. Is anybody dumb enough to trust these companies again? Really? With the technology that's out there, the mRNA, the spike proteins, all the things, all this stuff. I mean, I'm running out of words because I've given so much information. There's zero benefits to any of this. It's all risk and complications, every one of it. All right, you're going to move on. Next, new study, vaccine boosters must be given monthly now to stop Omicron. Omicron's basically a cold. As viruses mutate, they typically get less virulent. Now, because this is made in a lab, gain-of-function testing, which Fauci and company got caught doing with your taxpayer dollars in Wuhan, could that be a different story? Who knows if they're going to release a real bioweapon just so they can maintain control? I don't have that crystal ball. I don't speculate. I don't prophesize. I use objective facts and not subjective emotional opinions. Next, the unvaccinated are better informed. We've given these type of articles before. The people who read, research, and verify are better informed. Next, New York confirms 290,000 fully vaccinated people infected with Omicron. Hospitalizations of the vaccinated skyrocket. Look, this is almost getting stupid at this point. Really. Next, CNN reports first Omicron death in Texas, but the hospital says it's not true, and it's on video. Next, 81% of new cases in Alberta, Canada are vaccinated. Next, South African studies reveal high levels of natural immunity is the best defense against Omicron. Duh! Next, U.S. military to roll out spike ferritin nanoparticle COVID vaccine that we fear is designed to kill active duty troops. Think about what's been happening with the debilitation, the lowering the bars of standards, the everything that's happening, the political correctness to our military, to our hospitals, to our health care, to our energy. Don't you think that maybe the powers that be in America are using, they're treasonous, they're seditious. They sold us out to make us vulnerable to attack by other countries like China. And why do the Chinese students, 8 million of them here in America, have exemptions from the jab? Look, it doesn't take a second grader to connect the dots, people. Next. This is the new normal. There's supposedly an investigation launched after a 3-year-old girl dies from a heart attack one day after receiving the COVID injection. Investigation, with the corruption that we have, is a key word for lies and cover-ups. Next. mRNA vaccine inventor issues warning to parents, do not give this to children. Unproven vaccines. They may permanently damage organs, reproductive system, and your immunity. We know all this. Next, Mexican authorities refuse to allow Americans aboard cruise ships to disembark, in Puerto Vallarta after 21 fully vaxxed of the crew. Next, COVID vaccines, quote, they're the most dangerous biological medicine product rollout in human history, says Dr. Peter McCullough. Look, I have quoted and paraphrased so many. How about Dr. David Martin? He talks about how this is a pathogen-injected stimulant in the American population. He admits this is pre-planned. He admits this is a known toxin and poison. He says this is not a piece of a SARS coronavirus that's part of the vaccine. It's not a live virus like all the other vaccines we've had, like polio. It's a computer-simulated synthetic code that was uploaded by the Chinese so your cells would produce an S1 spike protein synthesis. Again, this is not like other vaccines. So when all the left says, oh, well, we had polio, we had measles, it's not even close. This is not a live virus vaccination. This isn't even a vaccination. The spike protein in the injection is a bioweapon and is defined under U.S. Law 18, U.S. Code 17S. They're calling it patented genocide. The DOJ has sold out and thrown Americans under the bus by not prosecuting and not looking into this. Where the heck is Congress? Is government totally incapacitated? Where is our Congress? People are dying, folks. We'll be right back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, I've got a real quick question for you. So, are Joe's mandates unconstitutional, like the mandatory vaccines for companies with over 100 employees? Is that unconstitutional? And if so, do you think that the reason that he is now saying that there is no federal solution to COVID is because he's trying to avoid prison time?
Well, I don't think he's thinking. First of all, it's not just unconstitutional. It's illegal. Like I just mentioned from that code I mentioned a little while ago. Look, even the EUA is not valid because of the felonies committed and the available therapeutics that we had in the first place. This is all authoritarian, totalitarian, dictatorship, communism. All of this is unconstitutional. That's what I'm saying. Where the hell is Congress? Where the hell is our Supreme Court? Is everybody bought and paid for? Is everybody a freaking coward? What the hell's going on here? I mean, we literally just had a Harvard scientist. His name was Charles Lieber. Apparently, he was extremely intelligent. He was just found guilty. He was taking money from Chinese CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, funneled nanotechnology to the Wuhan weapons outfit. I mean, how many infiltration examples do we have? We have our own a congressman who is sleeping with a Chinese spy, for crying out loud. Nothing happens to all these people. Look, Joe Biden has literally given the keys to our electric grid to China. I've mentioned these articles. I've connected these dots. The people in charge of our livelihood, of our country, didn't earn their job. It's just like Liz Cheney. It's just like the Cuomos. It's just like Anderson Cooper and Chrissy, little Chrissy Wallace, all these people, they got there because of their daddy and their family's money. None of them earned the right to be there. I mean, we have corruption left and right. Listen to Patrick Byrne about the FBI corruption on Operation Snow Globe with Hillary Clinton. Please, everything's been infiltrated from all of our government institutions and organizations. That's why we're expecting to see false flags here, folks. Aliens, EMPs, wars, race wars. They're going to do cyber attacks. They're going to blame everything on patriots. So we have to be aware of all this stuff. We have to start talking about this stuff. We can't worry about being called a name, like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, all this stuff. Okay, Vince, is it okay if I move on, or do you have another question?
No, I just thought that was an important point, and you covered it. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I have a tendency to go into tangents. I apologize. Okay, next. Democrats with no symptoms of any flu are clogging up emergency rooms. And I touched on this and some of the articles that I've mentioned about this. People are waking up to the fact that if they've taken the vaccine, they're getting all paranoid because people are dying. They're the ones getting the symptoms. And they're starting to listen to the independent media. Next, new Omicron symptom, loss of appetite. Do you think maybe if it is a bioweapon that's producing things like this, what happens when you have a loss of appetite? Do you collect enough nutrition from your food? There's barely enough nutrition out there in our food already. How about your vitamin C, your vitamin B, your vitamin D? No, makes you more susceptible to getting sick, right? Yes. Next, brain bleeds, heart attacks in younger than 50-year-olds. No doctor will admit this is from the vaccine. And this information of all these heart attacks, the brain bleeds, the deaths, all this stuff is not making it to VAERS reporting, says a whistleblower from Southern California. She's a nurse. See? We could talk about this for hours. I don't have the time. Next, New York Times editor is dead one day after getting Moderna booster. And he was basically bragging about it and putting down people who haven't been vaxxed. Next, USS Milwaukee warship confined in Cuba after COVID outbreak hits fully vaccinated crew. You see what's happening here, folks. I've been giving these articles for 10 flipping months. Come on. Next, four young soccer stars from four different countries die this week after suffering heart attacks. Next, Denmark study. Vaccine makes you more susceptible to Omicron. Look, I've given articles where the injection is creating the variants. People have cancers up 20-fold. It doesn't matter. If you lose your immune systems and your T cells and you have cytokine storms, your white blood cells are compromised, your red blood cells, as per Dr. Fleming, is losing O2 or oxygen. You are going to get sick from anything.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York's decision to modify its return to work COVID protocols to 5 days for essential workers received support from Dr. Anthony Fauci on Monday. Alfredo Guzman from the Kosher Marketplace in New York City tells NBC4 this is a good policy.
This is the best thing that we can do. It's just a peace of mind for us as a person, and also it's a peace of mind for our co-workers.
As the rain was coming down in Southern California last night, emergency personnel responded to reports of a small plane crash in El Cajon, California, about a 20-minute drive east of San Diego. The plane was headed to nearby Gillespie Field. Authorities did not indicate where the plane originated or how many people were on board, but did say there were no survivors. Nobody was injured on the ground, but one home was damaged, and roughly 2,500 homes lost power from the crash. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Peter Navarro, former director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, gave Newsmax last night his opinions on COVID-19 therapies.
I got really upset listening to Dr. Bhattacharya here. That was not a profile in courage, because you asked him right out about hydroxychloroquine, and he went through a long list of everything but that. Clearly, he's at a university where he thinks if he utters that word, that somehow it's going to get him in trouble. Unequivocally, the science is clear on hydroxychloroquine. It works. There's hundreds of thousands of data points on this. And the fact that even a guy like him, who speaks so eloquently to you about everything else, was reluctant to say anything about that. Here's the thing about Candace and Donald Trump. You have it right. This should be by choice. And the only people who should be taking that medicine, I don't call it a vaccine, because Moderna and Pfizer are experimental gene therapies. They are not vaccines. The only people who should be taking that, those medicines, are people with comorbidities and senior citizens with a high risk of dying, and they do it at their own choice of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, zinc, vitamin D, and these two new pills that are coming out from Pfizer and Merck, I find laughable, because if you read the studies on them, they are basically going to be far more expensive and they're not as efficacious or safe as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys?
Today
I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, I believe you mentioned massive brain bleeds. And, you know, class, when you think about that, you hear that. That only happens to other people, right? Well, it's not true. Yesterday with Dr. Norman Chile, we discussed a massive brain bleed that hit the USA Prepares family. One of our instructors, one of your instructors, who was at the Get Prepared Expo teaching in person, his mother got the COVID booster jab. A week later, she had a massive brain bleed and died. So if you think it only happens to other people, that's not true. It hit home. It hit home. And Rich and I were talking about this privately yesterday, that, you know, it used to be that you heard about COVID and you'd say, boy, these a couple of years ago. Boy, these numbers are really climbing daily, but nobody knew anybody who had experienced COVID in their family. Then it was every family had someone who had COVID in it. Now it's almost every family has knows someone in the family who died from COVID or the domino effects of the jab. Rich?
Yeah, and COVID is in quotes, folks, because remember, the doctors, the hospitals, they're getting bonuses. They're getting incentivized. Just like a lot of the studies I've shared with you, the listeners, how doctors are doing studies and they can't report the truth because they won't get the grants and subsidies for the narrative that they're supposed to come up with. Just like the Pfizer study with that little girl, Maddie. And gosh, if you're listening or her family's listening, I apologize, but I believe your word needs to get out there. She was debilitated for life. Pfizer allocated her injury as a stomach ache. Now she's on a feeding tube. And apparently there's over 1,000 stomach aches in the study. And that's from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay, I'm going to move on to other news, folks, because I have about a half an hour left, and I'm not going to get to, maybe 60% of what I had prepared today. So I'm going to move on. I'm going to shortcut. And do you remember the election official, Gabe Sterling, from Georgia? He went in front of a microphone. He gave his big rant, how there's no duplicate ballots in the 2020 election, and everything's on the up and up. Remember all that? Well, apparently, there's a 60% error reporting rate. 60% error reporting rate. It's on the Gateway Pundit. Look, we have to, all these, most people are bought and paid for, blackmailed or threatened, okay? So I'm going to just move on to general news right now. Video from the Fulton County State Farm Arena during the 2020 election has gone missing. This is against the law. All these articles of evidence that have been gone missing, that have been deleted, that have been broken, that have been, it's like Hillary Clinton's server, you know, between the bleach bit and the hammers. This is illegal. It's against the law. America is incapacitated because we no longer have a rule of law. Even when these people get caught, nothing happens to them, for crying out loud. Next, this is a little comedy relief here, folks. Kamala Harris insists ballot harvesting, midnight drop boxes, locking out election observers, and no ID laws is about, quote, keeping our standing in the world, unquote. Yes, that pause was for effect. Next, nearly every election activity in Fulton County, Georgia, was outsourced on election day to groups and individuals other than Fulton County. Look, this election should be null and void. I, little old me myself, gave 2,000 pieces of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference. Never mind the rest of the, I mean, look at Mike Lindell's freespeech.com with two E's. He's got a complaint of 75 pages with evidence upon evidence upon evidence upon evidence. If the Supreme Court doesn't take this, then America's done. Our military does nothing about it. America is done. This is what happens when you delegitimize work. This is what happens when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations because of what group you're in. This is what happens when the powers that be in the elite says that you're entitled to play the victim group status card. We enable the most corrupt with liability immunity, and we destroy ourselves. We are literally giving free lunch to the elite, eliminating the rule of law with precedence, and this is what we get. Hypocrisy, double standards, and brainwashing. Selling out to the highest bidder. Okay, I got to move on here. It's impossible, Vince, not to go off into tangents.
I thought that was just me.
Global investors gobbling up single-family homes in U.S. So they want to make sure that you can't see the exodus out of the blue Democrat stronghold places. Plus, they want to create a rental class. They want the aristocracy controlling the serfs, and they want the serfs in the cities So everybody's on top of each other, a crappy life, tattletaling, snitching on one another, so they have control. Next, not just control, they have the natural resources, they have the great lifestyle, they can fly around in their private jets, which is increasing in purchases, and we are supposed to be under some Green New Deal and climate change and all this stuff, so we can't do anything, but they can. Okay, next. Top Democrat Mark Elias proposes Chinese-style censorship for America, saying you can't run for office as a Republican unless you get approved. This is, you talk about unconstitutional, this is against the law, this is totalitarianism, this is communism, this is fascism, this is, it's every ism you can possibly think of. Next, fired FBI informant behind Whitmer kidnapping scam who beat his wife after a swingers party accepts plea agreement. I want you to think about this, folks. FBI doing something illegal. He accepts a plea agreement, so he's out on the street after beating his wife and being involved in the Whitmer kidnapping scandal. I want you to think about all these things that have happened, and everybody gets their hand slapped, and here we have no due process for the January 6th people, who we've proven with Ray Epps and the powers that be that this was planned. Unbelievable. We're so corrupt. Our people in charge are literally spitting on the graves and the reputation of every combat soldier who died for our country, and that's over a million of them. It's disgusting. Next, the FBI infiltrated left-wing Portland protests, including the summer of 2020 and post-inauguration protest in January of 2021. Next, I wish I had more time, folks. I apologize. Next, Illinois State Capitol approves satanic monument. I know some of you think I make this stuff up, but I promise you these are all published articles in the public domain. I do my best to vet its authenticity. Next, Elon Musk says wokeness and political correctness are the biggest threats to modern civilization. I am blue in the face talking about political correctness. I've connected the dots thousands of times using political correctness. And I would love to go into a rant about it, but I'm looking at the time, and I'm not going to have time to do that. Sorry. Next, SPLC, that's the Southern Poverty Law Center. Ready for this? Labels a women's group that helps rescue children from child rape, a.k.a. pedophilia, gangs as white nationalists. Can't make this stuff up, people. Next, Americans get 90 days in jail for keeping their business open during the scamdemic, while Walmart and McDonald's and Amazon and other big fascist stores are making a killing off of you. Next, Pentagon issues new rules. Soldiers will be punished for liking the wrong ideas on the internet. There's no way you can make this stuff up. Next, I gleaned this article probably 4 or 5 days ago. More than 3,000 flights canceled. Now, from my reading, it's about 7,000. Next. And then, by the way, I got to make a little sidebar. I got a friend who's a senior pilot. I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to mention what airline he works for. He works for a large airline. Long story short, it's the people who have been jabbed are getting sick. And the people who didn't want to get jabbed, who were mandated to get jabbed, who left the airlines. And remember the article I gave? This is why I give articles, folks, so I can connect the dots. Remember the article I gave a few weeks ago about there's an increase in pilot deaths who've been vaccinated by 1,700%, and that's only 9 months into the so-called mandates, which are illegal and unconstitutional. Next. Explosion and fire in Exxon refinery in Texas. We're going to be seeing false flags like this by the powers that be who want to get rid of fossil fuels. And it's not even fossil fuels. We all know that. But we're going to be seeing probably like the CDC, the Pfizer's. We're going to be seeing a lot of false flags by the powers that be, maybe even assassinating their own people and blaming it on patriots. It's a guess. I'm not calling for it. We do not call for any violence at all anywhere on the independent media, never mind USUPrepares.com. But I want you to be aware, and we need to validate all this stuff. We need to talk about it. All these conversations that we have need to be discussed in every parking lot, every gas station, every restaurant, everywhere. Next, Ontario Superior Court rules that math tests are racist. I know you think I'm trying for a Twilight Zone episode writer here or some type of sitcom writer. I'm not. Promise you. Next, Illinois Democrat Senate leader gets carjacked. Next, two Democrats thank police after carjacking in separate incidents just hours apart. Next, crime wave is made up as per the Democrat woke teachers and forcing middle school pupils to listen and participate in BLM activists, including CRT. See, all the Democrats, remember all the articles we've given? Oh, there's no crime. Oh, there's no riots. Oh, the 570 riots that occurred in Democrat stronghold cities by Antifa and BLM, that was all a myth, remember? Remember the billions of dollars that was destroyed? All the businesses destroyed, the homes destroyed, the rapes, the a couple dozen people killed. It was a myth. That's why I put those articles in there. Next, maskless COVID cultist Oprah Winfrey and family. I'm saying it like it is here. I'm not making this stuff up. Okay? Celebrate Christmas feast in mansion alongside masked servants. This is a metaphor. This is a template of what the elite want. If you're willing to sell out your country, if you're willing to be pro-pedophilia, pro-Satanist, you can basically do whatever you want, and the servants are going to have to follow the rules, whether it be masked, it doesn't matter. Next, Canada's health agency admits tracking 33 million devices during lockdown. I got to tell you, folks, I've been to Canada a lot. Now it's a dead stick because it's run by a corrupt dictatorship. But Canada has probably 40 million people, tops. And they admit to tracking 33 million devices during lockdown. This is where we're going, folks. This is what happens when you don't stand up.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, even four short comments. The economy is being reported as doing really well. Well, then why is it that people are buying rusted, used shipping containers to become their new house? 8 foot by 20. That's 160 square feet. Or if they get the deluxe size, 8 feet by 40 feet. That's 320 square feet. Next comment. What about people who are going crazy on these flights? Punching the stewardesses, punching the employees, etc. Are they the ones who are jabbed? I believe they are. Next point. You mentioned independent media. I don't know of any independent media except for USA Prepares, because all other media that I know of accepts advertising and or donations. Next point and last final point is the party at Oprah's mansion. Servants wore the masks, the guests didn't. I remember parties at our home when I was growing up. My parents cleaned the house, they cooked, and they served. No servants were needed. Rich?
Yeah. Well, I talked about inflation at the beginning of the broadcast real quickly. I talked about how, you know, inflation basically needs a high money supply printing and a high velocity of money, but we don't have that because savings rates are plummeting for the bottom 93%. That's why you're hearing words like softens and spending slows. So this basically, when they say, oh, the economy is doing great, it's total 100% propaganda. But if the economy was doing great, they'd be fighting inflation and raising interest rates, but they can't raise interest rates because they got to keep printing money and raise interest and not raise interest rates to fight inflation, because we have a high debt credit market that is about to collapse. So the credit is too big to pay off right now. This is why I talk about it. It's never about the propaganda of equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. These are all BS politically correct buzzwords. It's about the consolidation of power, mind, and control. And I think I gave an example of an article I read not too long ago about how the richest three Americans have more wealth than the poorest 160 million Americans. Okay, let me go to a few articles here, Vince. New Jersey is the first state to pay out millions over nursing home COVID deaths. And New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, California, all these Democrat states that killed all these old people on purpose, infected them on purpose, they need to pay up. And I heard it was only like 53 million. We lost over like 100,000 old people from this. This is a joke. We are literally sanctioned. sanctioning murder, genocide is pathetic. Okay, I got to move on. Okay. Even CNN is saying Biden seems confused. They're admitting it publicly. Not that anybody watches CNN. And Hillary has been hanging out at the White House. What does that tell you, folks? It tells you how corrupt we are. They're going to slip people in, maybe a Hillary or whatever. They're planning on, because of the ratings of Joe Biden, and everybody knows he's a treasonous traitor by now. Everybody knows he didn't win. The whole world knows Donald Trump won the biggest landslide. We've proved it. Mike Lindell's proved it. The complaint by the AGs in America are at the Supreme Court. We need someone. We need people to do their flipping job. Next. New Pennsylvania government governor, Tom Wolf, vetoes a GOP bill requiring school course materials to be posted online. They don't even want the parents who pay the bills through taxes to know what their kids are saying. Drag queen story hour, teaching your kids to be transgender, whatever sexual order, who knows? Who knows what you're getting? And you're paying for it. You're paying for it. Next, Michigan School District pushes students and families to join Black Lives Matter protests. Next, California parents speak out against sexual predator public school teachers caught grooming your children to be transgender. Unfortunately, Vince, we know a good person like that, that she has to deal with this. Look, if I cannot tell you how many countless articles we've given on this program that tells you about, forget about speaking out. Get your kids out of the government public schools. Homeschool your kids. Please. When they become adults, they're going to blame you for this. I'm telling you. Because it's the total 100% social and political indoctrination center. Next. Public health orders are not laws. California school district defies Newsom, announces they will not enforce vaccination mandate on students and staff. Yes, none of these mandates are laws. We have to go through Congress to make laws. This is a dictatorship. This is a totalitarian, authoritarian rule. This is illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal every way you look at it. It's against the Nuremberg Code. It's against the Hippocratic Oath. It's against HIPAA regulations. You know, I talk so fast sometimes, folks. Sometimes I think I'm talking in code. Next, American cattle ranchers go broke as corporate meat packers consolidate 85% of the beef market. This is just an example of the fascist system to eliminate small and medium-sized business. Next, secret Christmas flights are dumping illegals in Pennsylvania. We've mentioned these articles all around the country. This is what's happening. Vince, thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right. We appreciate you all being here. Have a great day.
Rich Sheehan, thank you so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.